one item that we pulled from consent. It was item 376.
Establish an agreement and policy between the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Portland Bureau of Transportation to govern management and cost responsibility for future sewer maintenance under streetcar tracks in Southwest Montgomery Street.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, we have Catherine Levine here to address the issue.
Catherine's available to answer questions. Joe, I believe you pulled this off consent. Sewer maintenance is a topic that we're always happy to talk about.
It's right before lunch.
Yeah.
For the record, Joe Walsh, your staff met with me during this long period of time and resolved all of my questions, just about all of my questions I had on this. I'm glad that the Department of Transportation will pick up the bill if there's a problem down the line, and BES is not going to be stuck with that. The original question I had, and I'll just throw this out, is that the judgment coming from the judge, $1 million judgment that came out a few weeks ago, one of the criticisms from the judge in his decision was our ability to negotiate the responsibility of digging up the street and replacing the pipes. It seems to me that whoever is requesting that you dig up the streets for whatever reason should be responsible for that and not BES. He was critical of that, but he said he couldn't do anything legally because we negotiated our rights away as the city to TriMet. So all I'm doing is saying to you, if this initiative fails, you have to pay attention to BES and their expenditures, and also the Department of Water and their expenditures. And most of my questions that I had with this was actually misdirected. I had great concerns that we were going through the same thing again, and your staff are really doing a good job explaining it to me. The writing and the paperwork that, as a citizen, that I have access to doesn't explain that kind of stuff. And I've criticized this before. When we look at it, we should be able to say what it is and what is going to happen and how much it's going to cost. And we don't get that. Even when you go in and you pull the paperwork up and you go a little bit further in depth, a lot of the times you have stuff that we don't have at all and we don't have access to. So it seems to me that if the write-ups were a little bit better, like there was a statement in here, there may be future costs. I took that as, I don't like that, as the ex-union steward, I don't like that wording. There may be future costs. However, when it was explained to me that the Department of Transportation would handle that cost and not BES, then it was fine. But I hope I'm making my point. As a citizen, looking at the paperwork and the documents that we have access to doesn't explain a lot of this stuff. And if we did a better job, maybe we wouldn't be wasting your time.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Unless there are any council questions, we'll take a roll call on the resolution.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
This is an example of BES and PBOT being able to work together to address potential future issues arising from us having streetcar tracks over sewer lines. And this is an example of the kind of cooperation that we can have while the sewer system and PBOT are still under the same roof, and I'd be concerned that that cooperation might dissipate if the sewer system were under a separate government. Aye.
Fritz.
Mr. Walsh, this is why we have five members of the council, because each of our staff are looking into the ordinances and resolutions of other commissioners and asking questions. So for anybody who has questions on council items, first call the office or call 823-4000 and you'll be directed to the office that's managing it, and you can get questions answered by the staff person putting it on the agenda. But then also you can call my office on Tuesdays and my staff will have looked into everything and hopefully asked many of the same questions that you had. And they did, and I have this settled to my satisfaction. Congratulations. Aye.
Fails.
Just as a little footnote from some of my other life experience, there's a ruinously expensive fight going on between the Transportation Bureau and the Sewer Bureau of the City of Cincinnati over just this issue, and I bet they wish they could get to an agreement like this. Thank you. Aye. And we are recessed till 2 o'clock.